Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And for the guy that took the time to write to us and say, why do you have to have this big microphone in front of your face? Well, what are we supposed to do? I mean, this is radio. Haven't you figured that out yet? This isn't just a social media platform. We're broadcasting into 160 cities, okay? It's not like we're trying to hide our face from anybody. Boy, oh boy, don't you have anything better to do with your time? Seriously, straining at the gnat, swallowing the camel, losing his country, and he wants to complain about a big microphone. My goodness, if it works and it gets the message out there, I guess I'm doing my job. Folks, crazy weekend. Lots of stuff going on, yeah? And I'm not elated or do I enjoy coming to you with the news that I bring. My job is to warn the people, Ezekiel 33:3. And that's exactly what I've been doing for the last 25 years. If I'm not doing high schools, I'm doing colleges. If I'm not doing colleges, I'm doing radio. If I'm not doing radio, I'm doing television. If I'm not doing television, I'm doing documentary or television series as well. Or I'm doing prisons. Or I'm doing whatever door or venue opens up. Or going in and seeking and saving that which is lost by being faithful unto our Lord, who said not to pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. Lord, send me. Right? That's what we're doing. And that's exactly what we've been doing for the last 25 years or so. I want to get to some of the stuff that took place over the last weekend. Someone brought this attention to my attention today, and she told me it was a credible source, and the person that gave it to me is credible. And we all know what Orwell said long ago. Football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Well, that's what happened over the weekend. Super Bowl, right? And by the way, on Saturday, it was interesting, just a side note to that, it was interesting, the guy that your said government cannot do the lawful thing by impeaching Joe Biden and or Mayorkas, the head of the DHS, which is an unconstitutional agency. The reason they wanted to impeach him is because he's not doing his job at the border. But he reassured everybody that's going to the Super Bowl. He said that everybody in that stadium, just rest assured, our objective is to make sure that you're safe. I'm not making this up. He wants to make sure that the stadium is safe while the borders are wide open. Not only that, but as they are luring them into your country. Isn't that insane? I mean, it truly is. It's insane. Just another side thought to that, and we'll get right back to football. Here's a kid. This is an illegal teen immigrant. Nabbed by U.S. Marshals for shooting tourists and then firing at the police. See, here, I want you to understand something, folks. Over in Europe, they're disarmed. Over in the UK, they're disarmed. So when these illegals are invading countries, they're literally going in and doing whatever it is that they want without consequence. Well, what's happening is when they're coming over to America, that's not the response they're getting because they're finding that this is a country that is armed. And I put no trust in that in any sense of the word. But it is our last mercy of the Lord to set the record straight. That's why we are armed. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Well, this teen, illegal, comes over into New York and just thinks he's going to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do without consequence. I want you to listen to his wailing mother, okay? And I want you to see his response when the police catch him. Look at this. I can't believe it. I can't shoot at Americans. Without consequence. Hey, lady, I know you're crying for your child, but maybe you should have considered how you raised him before he committed the crime in the first place. And it's not a very good message at all to send to your kids to come over into America illegally and then expect your kids to be law abiders. Are you people kidding me? Go back to where you came from, period. You're not here legally. And what are they doing, Americans? As I warn, they are bringing their culture with them. But what they're finding out is there's consequence to their crimes. Okay? I want to get back to this. This football, this whole facade of football and beer and above all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control is not difficult. It's not difficult. Matter of fact, isn't it interesting how you've seen these grown-ups with these the makeup on, their shirts off, they're half this color, half that color, shouting out and worshiping their idols, shouting out to the point where they lose their voice a quarter away through the rigged games? America, isn't it interesting how this information that we had shared with you some time ago, playing videos from football players that are telling you that these NFL games are completely rigged, well, guess what's happening, friends? We got another one here. Former NFL player Benny Cunningham admits the NFL is scripted, but cannot go into full detail because of a NDA he signed with the league. The NFL is scripted by they make us, he said, but they make us sign something so we can't go into detail. He said, I'm tired of holding back. Who wants the full story? So the American people like pro wrestling. Oh, wait a second. Okay, hang on a second. Did you know what the NFL has in common with the pro wrestling and roller derby? The NFL is not registered as a sports league, but as a sports entertainment business. Are you listening? Yes, that means the games can be fixed ahead of time, and they are, as needed to keep them closer or to have the heavily bet team miss out on covering the spread. It's all premised on a lie. That's why the Lord said that he condemns idolatry. But what do the American people do? Who cares? Who cares that our country is being invaded by those that want to kill us? Who cares that our government's murdering their own children and then forcing vaccinations on the people to the equivalent of murdering 17 million people? Who cares they're stealing away our money and giving it to our enemies to attack us on a later day? Who cares about all that? We want to have fun, say it's the grown-ups that have never grown up a day in their life. A day in their life. Now, what I'm going to tell you next, I want you to listen carefully because this is something that came to me where it was alleged that Joe Biden said this on his account, this again coming as an allegedly saying just like we drew it up. Just like we drew it up. Folks, I'm watching a video right now of people that have compiled evidence concerning the illegalities and how it's premised on betting and how the games are fixed, and it doesn't just apply to the NFL. But this is going across the boards concerning what, in fact, is taking place today. Americans, you're being deceived in pro wrestling, football, baseball, hockey, the list goes on. And there's even witchcraft taking place during the halftime entertainment.
Hello, friends.
We'll be right back.
Here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural.
Hey, Hey, GCN, turn us up, please.
Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to see this again, and I want to reiterate a couple points, okay, just to solidify them further. So we have former NFL player Benny Cunningham. And for the record, if you're looking for a scripture reference, go to Jeremiah 11:13. The Lord condemns all of this nonsense. Going back to Benny Cunningham, he admits the NFL is scripted, but he cannot go into full detail. Well, we played videos where the former NFL players were actually telling us exactly how it was scripted. As a matter of fact, this guy that we had on the show here, we played one of his videos, he was talking about how a majority of the time is not spent on the plays, but practicing the scripts as to how they were written. Now, this falls in line perfectly with the WWE, pro wrestling at its very worst, and other sports across the boards, and we've known this for a long time. I don't know why the average American doesn't know this, that's paying an exorbitant amount of money for a ticket. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It truly is, especially during the times that we're in today. This is insane, right? Well, look at this. So you see him saying it's all scripted. This other football player also said that, for example, he said that on this video that we played, he had said, this week you're going to get hurt. You're going to have a leg injury. And then a week and a half later, you're going to come back and you're going to be the star of the game. So it's literally line upon line pre-scripted, just like politics. When Roosevelt said there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen, that's not first planned. So again, it's not like anybody's making this nonsense up, okay? And one more point I want to reiterate here is the fact that looking at this, the NFL is registered as a sports league, but as a sports entertainment business, okay? It's not a league. It's sports entertainment business. And as long as it's business, they can do whatever they want within it. But I'll tell you what they can't do is they can't lie. And what's happening is they're being uncovered right now, Luke 12:2. And people are starting to catch on to the fact that it is all prescripted. You know, what's also interesting, too, friends, is the fact that, and I've been to one in my whole life. Two of them, sorry, when I was a little kid and then back in the 90s. If they didn't have all of the entertainment going on between each play, there would be nobody there. I mean, the food, the drink that's made available to those that haven't grown up yet is available to them. The list goes on. But isn't it interesting how much they have to entertain the people just to keep them there? Okay, so now we know the games are rigged. Okay, we know that is a fact. They're coming out now. We told you this, I bet a year and a half ago. And yet people still go along with it. And what's also interesting is they're using a massive amount of PSYOP against the people, psychological warfare against the people, and they're also disseminating witchcraft throughout their halftime shows. And I know some people just don't want to get it. Hey, listen, even if Taylor Swift wasn't doing a satanic seance in the beginning of her show, dressing up like a devil, like all the rest of them, it, regardless of all of that, it matters not. It's still idolatry because that's what people are worshiping, okay? And they're doing a lot of conditioning, indoctrination, and furthermore, the American people all the well know before buying their tickets that they were going to have a black national anthem. Well, I didn't know that. So now, are people starting to catch on with this whole color thing? See, what the media does is they find one or two people that have a chip on their shoulder, namely black folks. Remember, we're on the color scale, too. We're white people, right? But these black folks that they believe that they have reparations coming to them somehow or another, regardless of the truth of the matter, and what they do is they push them and they want some sort of an advantage over the people that are oppressing them, when in fact they're not being oppressed at all. They're being liberated in more ways than one. Yeah, I mean, And yet people still went to support that nonsense? Okay, well, what's the difference between you and Black Lives Matter then? You just participated. You just gave them permission to go ahead and do what they wanted to do is what you did if you were a part of it, even if you watched it. I mean, what is the entertainment value here? How does this edify you? How does this build you up in any sense of the word? It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. It just shows you who you love more. That's really is what it comes down to. And that is the definition of idolatry. Also, I wanted to show you this because I know a lot of people do this with Tim Tebow and Patrick Mahomes. Isn't this interesting? This is the claim to fame on the Christian Post. This is the best you get with the children of the apostates in this country today. Look it carefully. Patrick Mahomes credits God after Chiefs secure historic Super Bowl win. Oh, my goodness, that is awesome, Patty. I totally appreciate it, man. Oh, I'm so glad you're there, you and Tim Tebow and others that are getting down and praying, although you're probably doing it because you're getting paid to do it. What are you talking about? Well, if we all the well know, the American people know, it's a rigged game, are you going to tell me that Tim Tebow, are you going to tell me Patrick Mahomes, are you going to tell me others that profess to be Christians don't know that they're deceiving the people by taking their money? So don't sit there and tell me about how much of a Christian Tim Tebow is. Don't tell me how much of a Christian Patrick Mahomes is, friends. Because what it comes down to, well, you're worshiping them. They want you to believe that they're worshiping God. And I want to tell you why people do it. They do it because they want to justify themselves concerning their worship of idolatry, of idols. That's exactly what it is. Well, if Patrick does it, then it's okay for me to do it. No, it's not. You're going to stand before the Lord all by yourself. And by the way, the Lord said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He said, few will be there that find it. You're going to stand there on judgment day all by yourself. Not with Patty, not with Timmy, okay? I want you to see this because most people don't know this, and I don't usually let people know this. Why? Because I'm not drawing attention to myself in any sense of the word. Did you know, and I'm looking for it right now, Tim Tebow, oh, I spelt it wrong, Tim Tim Tebow, forgive me. This is live radio. I wanted you to see this. Again, you probably didn't know this, but Salon Magazine, or their news outlet, you're looking at it on social media platforms right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. And I forgot to tell you, if you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. You see the five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool? Did you know who won that? Did you know who number one was? It was Bradley Dean. Isn't that crazy? Why? Because during this time, I was being attacked like crazy for doing high school assemblies across the country. 365 of them, to be exact. And guess who number two was? Ken Coleman. Number three, Tim Tebow. Well, Bradley Dean was more popular than Tim Tebow. Yeah, but there's a big difference, folks. I'm doing it for the Lord. I'm not doing it for myself. And I'm not using some vehicle to draw the attention of people in a form of idolatry to sit there and get down on my knees and put my hand up to heaven. Not that I have a problem with that, but I have a problem with the fact that you know those games are rigged, but yet you're sitting there trying to play the Christian in the face of deceiving the people that are buying tickets to see you. That's what I have a serious problem with, friends. Again, Salon put out, there was a hit piece on me and Tim Tebow, and Bradley Dean was number one. Ken Coleman, I have no idea who that is. Jessica Ray was number four. Tim Tebow was number three. Brett McCracken, and of course, they just did their best to try to demean us is all they did. But again, I'm standing on my own here. I'm standing with just me and the Lord concerning what it is that we're called to do here. And there's many facets to this ministry, for the record, that people don't know about. And why? Because of the very purpose that we don't want to draw attention to ourselves. There's many facets on the utility belt, per se, in this ministry. As Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. That's exactly what we do. And should it come up where we get the opportunity to share that venue or that avenue or that vehicle that we may use, well, we'll just bring it up, okay? But again, we're not trying to be rock stars here. We're not trying to draw attention away from the cross. No, we're preaching the cross, and we're going to continuously preach the cross regardless if people like it or not. Cool, that's what we're called to do. Either you hate the preacher or you hate your sin and you're going to repent. Read the 1 John 3:4. Also read Galatians 3:24 and go ahead and look at Acts 20, verse 21. I hope that is enough clarity that you may need. The law is the schoolmaster to bring you unto Christ until you know what your sin is. You have no reason to repent, and the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're going to come right back on the other side. I've got some other things I want to share with you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We'll be right back.
How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. A shooting in Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church outside of downtown Houston
A woman who was with a child walked in and started shooting before she was killed by an off-duty police officer. Unfortunately, the child she was with was also hit during the crossfire and is in critical condition. Another man was also injured. Israeli forces rescued two hostages from a residential apartment early Monday in the Gaza Strip. Heavy airstrikes provided cover for the operation, but killed at least 67 Palestinians. According to a new Ipsos Knowledge Panel poll, 86% of Americans think President Joe Biden, 81, is too old to serve another term as president. That figure includes 59% of Americans who think both he and former President Donald Trump, who's 77, are both too old. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, let me just kind of let you in on a little something since I already kind of opened that door open a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and open it a little wider for you. If you have not gone to the New York Times, there's a piece called Michelle Bachmann in the Making of an Accolade. That's me. The whole thing was on the front page of the New York Times. And it just gives you an overview of who we are and what it is that we have been doing all across the country. And what's crazy about this piece here, it was actually done in a favorable light. It was done in a favorable light. And as a matter of fact, I remember the attorney said to us, you couldn't have paid for that. And what happened is we had, remember the guy that, what was his name, Kavalosky. He was a investigative reporter. We were broadcasting out in Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair. I get this guy come up to me, and he gives me his card, and he said, "Are you Bradley Dean?" I said, "I am." And he said, "I'm here because we're going to be doing a piece on you from the New York Times." And I thought, okay, cool. And he was actually a pretty decent guy. I liked him. And with that, said, Serge Kavalosky is his name. Serge Kavalosky. And he ended up doing the piece. And because it was positive, nobody cared about it. Nobody cared about it. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. We had Matt Labash. Here's another one for you, just opening the door a little bit so you can understand who we are. This is the Weekly Standard. This was actually posted on the Washington Examiner some time ago. But if you go to the Weekly Standard, you're going to find What Would Jesus Wrap? And we actually brought with us during that tour Matt Labesh. And I can see the guy's face. Another guy from NBC Live called us, Nightline, and he wanted, I just about had his name. I can see his face. He's really popular on CNN. He's the main news anchor, as they call him. And he's going to bother me now, so I got to get this name for you. But he had actually went back and forth with us. I got this on a video for CNN. And I just want to get the name now that we're here for CNN. And he wanted to go on tour with us when he worked with Nightline. And at that time, we had said, no, we're not going to take him, because Matt Labesh had told me that if you take him on, he's out there to twist the story. And it's like, you know what? All reports, all media is good, bad, ugly. It all works for the minister, because the Lord's going to sort out the truth. Why? Those that raise their tongue against you, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 54, it says, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, for their righteousness is of me. And remember what King David said, put an end to their lying tongues and let the truth be made known. Well, that's exactly what the Lord does in every given scenario, friends, that people are willing to look into it, right? And guys, what's the main, can somebody on social media platform tell me this? It's going to bother me until I know. What is the guy's name, one of the main news anchors for CNN? He's a guy. He seems like, Jake Tapper. That's it. Jake Tapper's the one that called us when he worked with, I believe it was NBC Nightline. And he wanted to jump on tour with us. We ended up going with Newsweek. What Would Jesus Wrap is the piece. That, again, will give you a good overview as to who we are and what it is that we've been doing for a long time in the ministry here. Now, I want to do this in going back and covering maybe some of the things that we just talked about and kind of state of the course. Isn't it interesting, a week ago, we were talking about Jeremiah 11:13, and I want you to listen carefully. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, everywhere you go, schools, colleges, what they call the NFL, whatever the case is, they all have their own gods, don't they? And it tells us, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Now keep in mind, altars or to burn incense is, metaphorically speaking, in parallel, that of your prayers that go up to God. Instead of them going to the Lord, they're going to your favorite players or your favorite teams. The Lord condemns all of this nonsense, okay? And just kind of putting the hammer down on this nonsense concerning this rigged system called the NFL. It's also interesting to note that what people do, so like, let's go back to this football game they just had, the Super Bowl. Keep in mind, I'm saying nationally there's 86% that profess to be Christians, just profess, they're children of the apostate, okay? That's exactly what they are. They care more about a bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball, wearing tights, than they do standing up and fighting off the oppressors, who, by the way, are using and are affiliated and allied with the likes of these big NFL teams, such as the corporations, in this fascist state to continuously garner more control over the people. That's exactly what it is. If I can entertain you, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. Okay? But those people that are taking the time to sit around and watch this rigged system, all the while deceiving themselves, knowing that it's a rigged system, it's what the Lord said in 2 Kings 17:33. They feared the Lord and served their own gods. Now, last week, week and a half ago, when I was talking about this, I also told you that it has been said by foreigners that the American people now serve sports. Sports is their gods. It's time to attack. Yeah, I didn't say that. Oh, it's the truth of the matter. It's totally the truth of the matter. Where were the people this weekend? Were they on the border? Were they rounding up the illegals the way that our president did back in the 50s, called Operation Wetback, when they rounded up all the illegals and they deported them out of America? No, that's not what they were doing. They were entertaining themselves, letting corruption in federal government continuously do the things that they do. regardless if their country was under attack and being invaded by those that mean us harm or not. They don't care. I had talked to somebody this morning, and I said, you know what, for as many times as corruption in this country has been busted with smoking gun in their hand, if the American people knew that they were going to be destroyed tomorrow and there was a football game, they'd still go to the football game. Are you going to tell me that such a country as this does not deserve the judgments that they're receiving right now? Absolutely. The Lord said, you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto the gods that you have created. Is that what's happening? Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. These are the people that honor the Lord with their lips, their mouths, but they don't honor Him with their hearts. And that's what it tells us in 15:8 of Matthew. See, they feared the Lord, say they. They really don't. They just put on, they self-deceive as they're being deceived. They feared the Lord, and yet they served their own gods. That's exactly right. Does it get to the point where the Lord says that's enough? Yep, it does. Yep. It does. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17, but I want you to listen to this. This one will put a chill up your spine, just so you can understand for what's coming down the road, because it's coming. It will get to the point where the Lord's going to say to you, He's going to say, you know what? How many times I showed mercy unto you as a country, but you refused it? And it tells us in Proverbs 13:13 that those that make void the Word of God, they despise the Word of God. They destroy not only their own souls, but their own countries. They destroy their own countries, along with their souls. And they have no care for their kids whatsoever, because if they did, they would understand what's going on. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not. Case in point, did you know that right now in Canada, they're telling the parents there that they don't have any parental rights concerning their own kids? No joke. Not making it up. No joke. And you better rest assured it's coming here too, because they're already in play to do just that. You're seeing this in several states. They have no children. The state has absolutely no authority whatsoever to be zeroing in on your kids. But under judgment, Leviticus 26:22 says, which shall rob you of your children. That's exactly what they're seeking to do. Let me go ahead and play this since I'm speaking about it, and then we're going to come back to this NFL nonsense.
Is it a parental rights issue at all?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, there's no such thing as parental rights. In Canada, there are parental responsibilities. And in Canadian family law, the primary responsibility of parents is to support and affirm their kids. Children have rights in Canada, and these kind of policies restrict the rights that children have.
Okay, so he just said the parents don't have rights, but the children have rights. In other words, what they're trying to do, it's been what Disney's been trying to do forever. The kids lead the way. The kids lead the way. The parents have something to learn. That's exactly what they're trying to sell you right now. As they themselves, in many cases, which are pedophiles, are trying to usurp the parental rights of the parents so they can have at their kids, robbing their kids. It's exactly what's happening right now in Kansas. I'm sorry, in Canada. And it's happening here in America, too. We're just a couple steps behind them. That's all. Just a couple steps behind them. What I was going to tell you is, it was interesting. I was watching a bit of a documentary on the NFL, and everything this woman said is exactly what we've been warning the people with, and I praise God that we're on track, Romans 8:14. But interestingly enough, she also began to compare these Super Bowl games to the gladiatorial games. Isn't that interesting? And I know a lot of people, if you haven't seen it before and you're hearing it for the first time now, you'll say that that's too far. No, it's not. Not at all. We're one step away from it, as a matter of fact. Week and a half ago, when I was highlighting this topic, I was highlighting the fact that I believe it was a beer company that came out with a commercial in the 1980s that said, so many Christians, so few lions. So many Christians, so few lions. Is that a joke? No. One of the things I was just saying a moment ago, and now to get back to that point, line upon line, precept upon precept, as it comes to my memory, as the Holy Ghost brings all things to my remembrance, it's interesting, Jeremiah 2:23 says, or 2:28, but where are your gods in your time of need? Where are your gods that have made you? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah, For all of you that know the truth and you live it not, to you it is sin. And guess what? Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid. Your sin, America, is finding you out. And remember that scripture, because there will come a day where you're going to cry out and he's not going to hear.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So, really quick, you couldn't see him unless you took the shot. This coincides with what's going on, okay? A lot of people, just over the last couple of days, and again, I'm going to finish it off concerning the idolatry of sports, but I want you to understand, friends, that a lot of these people that are dying off right now, isn't it amazing? Because I've never seen it before or prior to the last 3 years concerning the experimental plan, the experimental jabs that they tried to force people to take, which is completely unconstitutional. They have no right from the people whatsoever to force the people to take a shot. I mean, consider that, folks. The people that want you to believe it's okay for you to murder your babies, Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, verse 13, they want you to believe that these vaccines were for your health and they were looking out for you. Yeah, they want you to believe it. Well, the point is 17 million people have died from them experimental jabs, according to Mr. Weinstein. Okay, this is a report that came out about 2 weeks ago. We highlighted that as well. A lot of people are trying to figure out why all these people are just falling over dead. Well, if you're paying attention, I believe you know within your conscience, unless you've seared it, which means with knowledge, conscience with knowledge, you all well know why they're dying. For those that wanted to see Toby Keith, people were asking me the question. They were trying to justify Toby Keith again because why? Because they listened to Toby Keith. And here's another prime example of a guy that, well, man, he was a great American. He was a Christian guy because he said the Lord. Have you ever taken the time to see his lyrics? Oh, my goodness. What Bible is it that you haven't ever read? The guy's worth $400 million. You think he's doing that for you? No. Well, he's a good guy. According to your standard, he probably is, but my standard is Christ Jesus. He's the one that said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." Yes, it's a work of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, but guess what? Our lifetimes are to be spent in sanctification. Okay, sanctify us by thy word is truth. By the washing of the water by thy word. Go to John 17:7 and then the washing of the water by thy word. Okay? Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians. But this is what I want you to see real quick. We knew Toby Keith's teams, we already knew that they were fully vaccinated. That's as far as we could go because it wasn't verified. But this is what we want you to see. Did you know that you could not go in to see Toby Keith? Adronach Bank Center? Never heard of that. You couldn't go in and see Toby unless you had your shot. He was going right along with it. Hey, folks, how is it two can walk together according to your gospel? Put that up against Amos 3:3. No. All this nonsense with Toby Keith and God bless Toby Keith. No, Toby showed the world who he was if you pay attention. And look at his lyrics and you will know. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and we're to judge him by what he did. Okay? I mean, hey, folks, you know, the devil says, he quotes scripture too. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but he does. Consider the source. We do a whole show on this. We should pick that up again soon, just highlighting what was going on. But again, I wanted to make clear that you understood Toby Keith. You could not see Toby Keith. You're seeing us on social media platforms right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Couldn't go see old Toby Keith unless you were vaccinated. A lot of bands did that, by the way. These are the guys that believe Bill Gates is looking out for them. And repeat criminal Anthony Fauci. These are madmen. And Klaus Schwab and Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They're all looking out for you. Oh, really? No, they're not. They're looking out for their special interest groups that they work for because that's who they're getting paid by. Okay? Anyway, so I wanted to get clear of our title, and I want to get back to this really quick. Because what I was reading to you, going back to my original point before the end of the last segment, what I was reading to you right before the end of the last segment was Jeremiah 2:28. What does it say? Listen carefully, Americans. But where are thy gods? This is the Lord asking the question that thou hast made you. The Lord said, let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble, for according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. I know, Americans, you believe that you can just go ahead and use His grace and mercy for whatever you want to use it for. You are sadly mistaken. If you've seen the price paid for your redemption, you would think the right way. But until you think the right way and understand that your redemption was bought and paid for by the Son of God and the washing of His blood from your sin, Revelation 1:5, you better hold your tongue and read the Bible and then repent. Seriously. Because to me, it's very offensive. It's a vexation to the souls of the righteous when you see people trample the blood of Christ. And they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. It bothers me, and it should bother you too as well. Okay, so I got about 5 minutes left here, and I want to show you exactly how far men will go in worship, okay? So all the sports are rigged. We know this already. They're all rigged. And we're talking about the NFL, baseball, hockey. A lot of them are bought and paid for. It's all pre-scripted. We just proved that, okay? And there's more to come, rest assured. But the question that needs to be begged here is how far will men go in worship? In Acts 19:35, it tells us, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours, this is in the Ephesians, the people cried out, the crowd cried out, great is Diana of the Ephesians. Now, just to show you the depravity of man, listen. Because the Bible is filled with idol worship from the beginning to the end of its pages. Because man will worship anything and everything, who it is that they should worship, they'll create it. In Micah 6:3, the Lord asks, O my people, listen carefully, listen to the heart of God. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And where have and I have wearied thee? How have I wearied thee, the Lord asks you. The Lord's asking the question, how have I wearied you? Okay, and the Lord said then, testify against me. The people can't testify against the Lord because they can't give counsel to the Lord. He doesn't need anything from us. He's showing you his heart and asking the question, why is it that you've turned away from me? What have I done? But show you love, mercy, and kindness, benevolence, and the list goes on. I mean, aside of politics, sports, actors, actresses, bands, musicians, singers, men, women, animals, mammals, constellation, idolatry, and the list goes on. I'm not making this up. What I ask, what is it that men will not worship? I mean, take note, in many cases, men will create and worship molten and craft-made images. Read Exodus 32:1-23. By them, mind you, who make gain. This is what I wish people would listen to. When the Lord condemns idol worship, he's trying to show you that you're being deceived by the men that are creating the idols. Okay? That's why the Lord spends so much time telling us what to beware of. Let me say it again. Men will worship molten and craft-made images. By them, mind you, who make gain of you when you buy their idols. So, how far will man go in idol worship? Ask the Ephesians. This is incredibly naive, incredibly depraved. Folks, this is the definition of depravity. When you look to the Ephesians, did you know that it tells us in Acts 19:35, what man is there that knoweth not how the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana? This is what you probably don't know. Who was the great goddess Diana? The great goddess Diana was the idols that men made. Where did it come from? This is what I want you to get. What man is there that knoweth not, speaking to the crowd, how the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? And it's really not funny. But when you just, in a sense, with all the understanding, knowledge, and light that we have as a people in this country, to believe that anybody could create a molten image and then say it fell down from Jupiter and we pay all of our money to worship a false god, the only ones that are profiting from that are the ones that created the false goddess, the idol. And so it is with sports, friends. So it is with so many different things. Money, homes, your mate. I remember Charles Spurgeon rightly said this in Ending Friends. He said, whatever you put before God, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said back in the 1700s, I'll say it again, whatever you put in front of the Lord, he said the Lord will either kill it or it will be a burden to you for the rest of your life. Is it true? Oh, you know it is. Love you by what we do, folks. We will talk to you in 23 hours. I actually had fun with this one. There's probably going to be more information on this one tomorrow as well. But again, check us out online. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 3 months out, 1-866-233-0747. See ya.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy.
Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.